Okay, so the time is 4:25 p.m. It's Thursday, February 29, 2024. So I have like my own problems, really, I do. However, I had that I need to be more worried about, right? However, I was just watching the news and I had given my opinion out loud. While Trump was speaking about the border. So, and he at the point where he said that they're letting people in from the insane asylum, all of a sudden I got remotely digitally pinched in my right shoulder. So it's a mock, because I have biotech in my body. However, guess where I'm at? I'm in my bedroom, inside my house, minding my business by myself, watching the news. And in the comment I made, and I'm posting this, by the way, the comment that I made is that I said it's the goal should be to know who's on US soil, not criminalizing who's on US soil. And I said, because criminalizing anyone that comes on US soil is like, in a way, indirectly, it's reinstituting slavery because once you become criminalized, you become a prisoner. It's a way to get free labor. So I said it, the goal should be, I think the Republicans and the Democrats would probably agree that the issue is you want to know who's on US soil. And yes, you want people to come through the right way, but when you see women with small children and babies walking for miles and miles and miles because they're in desperate situations, sometimes things happen, like so one of the suggestions that I had just had is you could tell illegal immigrants it's like give them an amnesty program where they can go into their local DMV and get like some type of state immigrant ID that avoids them being locked up and detained by police officers or even having confrontations with police officers. Because I was like, even if, and if they, that way you can get their paperwork, you can get their fingerprints, you can get their face mugshot, and then they can get a state ID and they can get a court date for whatever they're trying to do, whether it's they're trying to get a green card, become legalized, whatever it is they're trying to do. But that way they're not criminalized for, and you've also been able to collect data on who's actually on your soil. It kind of it create and then it create it gets rid of the desperation that might occur that might cause people to that might create an unsafe environment if so I feel like the issue is you want to collect data on who's in America. You're not going to be able to do that because they're still going to find a way to come over regardless of what you do. They're going to find a way to come over. But if you allow the processing to begin and open the doors for processing where maybe you won't have so many people just at the border, getting sick and starving, so I was just saying that because that I felt like that would be like a really good solution. And then like if you don't have your ID, then police should not be criminalizing you, but they can take you in to process you and then release you, but not detaining you as a prisoner and making you a criminal. So none of it is none of my business. Like I said, I have my own problems. I don't have any heat in my house. I have cold water. I have biotech in my body. I'm a US citizen, but I have an opinion. And whoever pinched my shoulder, fuck you. And I had tweeted out like a couple several months ago that why y'all keep acting like we don't have 50 states? Like we got planes, trains, and automobiles. I said that you need to create a system that allows immigrants to maybe like some type of like lottery system where they can choose three states that they may want to go to. And then you find out from those states and cities who has low population that may want to increase their citizenship and population. We have 50 states in our country. why are you sending everyone to New York City? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all act like we don't have 50 states, and in each state there's several cities, and there's certain places where there's low population where they actually might be and want some more civilization, or like people coming in. But if you don't set up a system that tries to find that need, then you're going to have a problem. So I feel like, and the U.S. is number one, has always been number one because of immigration. That's why we're number one. Closing our borders, closing our doors to immigration is like not smart. But vetting and making sure that American citizens are safe is smart. But criminalizing immigrants is not smart. It's not good. I don't know why we're trying to do it. I don't know why we want to close our borders when the whole reason why the United States is number one in the world is because we're the United States, like, of immigration. Like, it, so it doesn't make sense to me. So, anywho, this is my opinion because I'm an American citizen and we're all entitled to our opinions and free speech. And I wasn't even going to put it out there, but since you pinched me, I am.